I don't very often remember my dreams, but the ones that I do remember are usually ones in which I feel pretty uneasy or uncomfortable. One of them tends to be somehow I'm back in school, a student in school again, and I'm just not prepared or ready for class. I don't have my homework done or assignments, and sometimes I can't even find the classroom. Another one, it's maybe a little bit more vague though, is where I'm trying to get somewhere and I just can't seem to find my way. It's almost as if I'm in a maze and I just keep getting more lost and lost. And I just realize I'm on edge, but I also know that I'm just not where I'm supposed to be. The Israelites were not where they were supposed to be. They've been exiled from their homeland and they had difficulty in their new surroundings. And they were beginning, perhaps, to lose hope that their lives would ever change. Yet, as we heard, the Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah in our first reading, gave them hope because of that great promise that they would return to their homeland and the Lord God himself would guide them. They would no longer be stuck and they would be brought home. They would be brought back to where they belong. Bartimaeus, in the gospel, in a real sense, he was kind of in his own exile due to his blindness. He was kind of an outcast from the rest of the community, and he also was completely dependent upon others. And he felt stuck, wondering if his life was ever going to change. Yet he heard the buzz about Jesus, heard about the great things that Jesus was doing, which gave him some hope, which led him to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The crowd tried to silence him, perhaps maybe because they didn't want to face their own brokenness and their own need for healing, which led him to cry out again, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And we heard Jesus call him to come to him. And certainly Jesus could have healed him from afar, but Jesus wanted to come to him so that Bartimaeus could personally encounter him. So Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, which was everything he owned, and sprang up and came to Jesus. We hear those beautiful words from Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus' very beautiful response, "Master, I want to see." He simply expressed the deepest desire of his heart and made no demands upon Jesus. And Jesus immediately restored his sight, and then as we heard, Bartimaeus followed him on the way. Walking behind and following and being beside Jesus was exactly where Bartimaeus needed to be. All of us, to some extent, should be able to see ourselves in Bartimaeus, because at times feeling like we're blind or perhaps in exile because of situations in our lives. Maybe because of the wounds and pains that we face from the past, our sufferings and struggles now, broken relationships, fears or doubts about the future, or maybe our struggles with our sin. And we can just have this feeling in our lives that we know just we're not where we're supposed to be. But Jesus too calls out to us, and we are to take courage as well because he is calling us. And we are invited to call out just like Bartimaeus in prayer, to come before him and say, "Jesus, have pity on me. Lord, have mercy on me." To come before him just as we are in our brokenness and our woundedness, and to realize that he is there for us and he'll provide for us whatever it is that we most truly need. Just as Jesus asked Bartimaeus, he also asked us, "What do you want me to do for you?" Yes, we can express that deepest desire, that deepest need, but Bartimaeus' response is a great model for our prayer as well, as he prayed, "Master, I want to see." Yes, we can pray to see with the eyes of faith, to see things as God does, to be able to see how he's working in our lives, to be able to see that in our sufferings, Jesus is drawing nearer to us, to be able to see that in our difficulties, the Lord is still with us and he wants to bring about something new, to be able to see others as our brothers and sisters, even those that we have the most difficulty with, to be able to see ourselves as we are, to recognize our brokenness and our sinfulness, but also to have the courage to approach Jesus and receive his healing and forgiveness and the sacrament of reconciliation. And also to see ourselves as God sees us, as his precious, beloved children. Precious, beloved children of a heavenly Father who never abandons us. Because Jesus calls us to freedom, and we no longer have to be blind or in exile. He calls us to wake up from the bad dream and to see as he calls us to see. And in following after him and walking beside him, we're exactly where we need to be.